Are you standing up and fighting for your faith? The enemy is on attack, and it's time for us to get ready. This is From His Heart, where today Pastor Jeff Shreve is going to teach us how to face off with the devil and fight for the faith, particularly in the days in which we live. He's going to expose how Satan is working deceitfully, even especially in the church, to spread poison and attack Christianity from the inside out. But we must and can fight back if we'll just recognize the poison for what it is and the effects it will have if not stopped. We need to sound the alarm. That's the name of the message today from Pastor Jeff's four-message series, Face Off, Fighting for the Faith. Now, if you missed any of Part 1 from Friday, or you'll miss any of today's message, you can listen again online at fromhisheart.org. Click the radio tab. But now, if you can, open your Bible to the book of Jude. Here's Pastor Jeff to sound the alarm so you and I can be empowered to face off with the devil and fight for the faith.
Let me tell you, the devil has two main attacks against the church of the living God, against the faith, as the scripture says, once for all delivered to the saints. Two main attacks. The first attack is to root out the faith and the truth through satanic persecution. That gets some, but persecution isn't his best method. So if he can't root it out through satanic persecution, he will try attack number two, to rot it out through satanic infiltration. That's like termites getting into the wood. They're gonna eat it from the inside out. They're gonna rot it out. Now, against persecution, we're to stand under persecution. But against infiltration, we're to stand up to infiltration. Now, I want you to notice there are three main areas where the enemy comes to attack. Three main areas that are discussed here. Area number one, the enemy attacks the Word of God. Look at verse 3 again. He said, "Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." The word faith literally means the truthfulness of the message. Now, the devil will attack the truth of God, the Word of God. Why is that? Because he hates it. Why? Because when you do battle with the devil, if you have an offensive weapon, you can shoot him through with the sharp edge of the Word of God, that two-edged sword. He hates it. And the way he attacks the Word of God is he tries to water down the Word of God. To water down the Word of God is to try and smooth out the sharp edges of the two-edged sword. And we see that happening all over the place, where people who say they believe this book, preachers, they say they believe this book, people who hold their Bibles high, but then in the church service, they don't ever open their Bibles, and they don't preach the Word of God, and they don't believe the Word of God. They'll want to have somebody just say, "Hey, preach a message that makes me feel good. I just want to feel good." There's an attack from the enemy. He has crept in unnoticed, and what does he do? He attacks the truth of the Word of God. Second area of attack. Not only does he attack the Word of God, the enemy attacks the grace of God. Look at verse 4. "For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation. Hell's hottest flame exists for the people who do what he's getting ready to say. Ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ." See, not only do they attack the Word of God, but they attack the grace of God. And they turn the grace of God, they exchange it and turn it and change it for licentiousness, which is unbridled lust. And they say, well, you know what? Because of God's grace, it doesn't matter how you live. We can live any way we want. We're not under the law, we're under grace. And most Bible scholars believe Jude was dealing with a heresy that was just at its beginning stages. It's called Gnosticism, from the Greek word gnosis, which means to know. And the Gnostics, G-N-O-S-T-I-C-S, the Gnostics were people who said, we have a super knowledge, we're in the know. And listen, let me tell you something. The body is evil. That's what they would say. The body is evil. The only thing that's good is the spirit. The spirit is good. The body is evil. So it doesn't matter what you do with the body. So you can live a lifestyle of sin, unbridled lust, because it doesn't have anything to do with your spirit. And all that matters is your spirit. The body, matter is evil. Only the spirit is good. And so they were introducing this destructive heresy into the church and saying, hey, you can sin all you want to. Just sin it up. They were changing and turning the grace of God into licentiousness. You mark this down. The grace of God is not a license to sin. When you receive the grace of God, it doesn't mean that you got this license that says, well, I can sin because I'm under grace. That's what they said in the book of Romans. That's what Paul answered in the book of Romans. He said in Romans chapter 6, well, then should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. One translation says, what a ghastly thought. God forbid that you should do that, that I should do that, that we should do that. Have this attitude that the grace of God is just a license to sin. And if because of sin, God gives grace, then hey, if you want to have a bunch of grace, just sin a bunch. And sin produces grace. And so if I want to have a lot of grace, I just sin a lot and I just get a lot of more grace. He says, no, that's not what we're to do. Grace of God is not a license to sin. The grace of God changes your attitude towards sin. How do you know if you have personally received and experienced and have been touched by the grace of God, which is another way to say that you have really been saved? Every person who's really been saved has experienced God's grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. You didn't earn it, you don't deserve it, but he gives it to you the moment you turn to him in repentance and faith. How can you tell if you've really experienced God's grace? Because it changes your attitude towards sin. See, you don't have this attitude that, well, I continue in sin so that grace may abound. You have an attitude that says, I don't want to sin anymore. God, I don't want that anymore. The person who has really experienced grace, he doesn't want to go back to the old way of life. Now, he still has a pull. She still has a pull. We deal with sin. And as that song says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. We still deal with that. But listen, deep down in your heart of hearts, the way you know you're a Christian is you don't want to keep sinning. You have a different attitude towards sin. One preacher told his congregation, he said, I have a confession to make. He said, I sin all I want to. They looked at him. You do? He said, I do. I sin all I want to because I don't want to. There's something different in me. My wanter has been changed. I want to please God. I want to serve God. I don't want to live a pig style kind of life anymore. Has that happened to you? See, the enemy attacks the grace of God. And the enemy says, well, you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter because you're not under the law. You're under grace. And you know what we get in that kind of environment? We get churches that don't preach the truth, that don't present the truth, that don't have any standards for truth. We get people who are, they don't look any different from non-Christians, Christians and non-Christians, and whether they're Christians or not, who knows? God knows. But they come into the church and the church gets so polluted, you can't tell the difference. And there's as much divorce in the church as there is out of the church. There's as much sexual immorality in the church as there is out of church. There's as much sexual perversion in the church as there is out of the church. And they just say, well, I'm under grace. Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. Hey, Christians are different. They are forgiven, that's true. They aren't perfect, that's true, but they're different. And they desire to worship God and serve God and obey God. And if you don't desire to worship God, obey God, and serve God, you've never been saved. See, that's not popular today. Jude didn't sell a lot of CDs in his day because that wasn't a popular message. But it's the truth. And you don't hear it today. And we desperately need to hear it. Why? Because the foundation is being eaten up by the termites to say, whoa, time out. Why are you getting on a rampage on this stuff? Just tell us we're good and tell us God loves us and tell us there's another blessing coming. You got to deal with stuff in your life, gang. We got to stand up for the truth. No one is perfect. I am definitely not perfect, but I know the difference between someone who's really experienced grace, because I have, and someone who hasn't. And I know that when God really touches your life, you desire to obey him. And when you don't obey him, it's like a knife in your heart and you feel it. And you say, God, forgive me. I've sinned against you, and you want to get things right.
See, that's the difference. That's genuine faith. You're not running to sin, you're running away from it because of the love the Heavenly Father has put in your heart for him. That is great truth to hear, absorb, and put into action. You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve today, and he's going to return on From His Heart in just a moment to expose the last area of attack that Satan launches in the lives of believers in this lesson called Sound the Alarm. But first, we wanted to thank you for listening so faithfully and for financially supporting this outreach on radio, television, and online each and every day. As a broadcast ministry that is self-supported by our listeners, we do face some financial challenges in order to sustain and expand the outreach of this ministry to more stations around the world. Pastor Jeff is strictly a volunteer, receiving no income from this ministry. He's paid a salary by his church, From His Heart, as a completely separate nonprofit organization. And when you help From His Heart financially, you are making the spreading of God's Word possible. For your gift of any amount this month, we'd like to say thank you by sending you Pastor Jeff's 7-message series, The Truth in Love. It's available in the format of your choice. We hope you'll pray about making a gift today and allowing God to speak truth in love and wisdom in your life and give you the courage to speak the truth in love at every opportunity as the Holy Spirit gives you the go for it signal. You can make your gift and receive the Truth in Love series when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or simply go online to fromhisheart.org. Now let's get back to the message today entitled Sound the Alarm from the Face-Off series and continue to learn how to protect ourselves against the last area of attack that Satan launches in the lives of believers.
The enemy will attack the Word of God. He attacks the grace of God. And lastly, he attacks the Son of God. It says, and they deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. How true is that? The word deny means literally to say no. And the apostates, the tares among the wheat, what are these ungodly persons who are marked out for condemnation? They say no to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they say no in three critical areas. They say no to three critical truths. They say no to the fact that Jesus Christ is the God-man. They say, no, that's not true. He's not the God-man. He's just a man. He's just a good man. He's just an exalted man. But he's not God. You look at every single cult in the world today. And a cult is a group that presents themselves as Christian, but they're not. And the reason that you know that they're not Christian is because they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. They will say he's some kind of in-between God. He is not co-equal with God the Father. The Mormons, what do they say about Jesus Christ? Well, they don't agree that Jesus Christ is co-equal with God the Father. They say Jesus is an exalted man. They said Jesus is a God with a little g. They literally say Jesus and Lucifer started out as brothers, but Jesus won the crown to be the Savior. And so it's a twisted, polluted logic, but theology, but they say, you know, you can be just like Jesus and he's gonna be the God of a planet and you can be God of a planet one day. And see, you keep believing lies and you keep opening the door for the devil to come in and say, well, that's not that big a deal. That doesn't really matter. It matters. Hey, this is the faith once for all handed down to the saints. If we keep letting the lies come in, your next generation doesn't have any faith. There's nothing left. That's why it's a call to arms to say, stand up for the truth. I fully believe there's gonna come a day they're gonna put me in jail for preaching the word of God. Man, that's happening in different countries. Don't clap, I don't wanna go, but but I think that's gonna happen. And man, you're gonna see guys put their tail between their legs and shut down. Oh, I don't wanna rock the boat. Man, it seems like my whole boat is always rocked. Everywhere I go, it's just a rocky boat, you know? If you stand up for the word of God, the devil comes at you. You wanna get along with everybody and just, oh, hunky-dory, then don't stand up for anything. Man, I get tired of people telling me, well, you know, Jeff, you got so much controversy surrounding your life, you know, why don't you be more like Jesus? Oh, man. Yeah, he never had any controversy around him. He had a whole group of people that were constantly saying, how can we kill him? And they finally did it, right? He's love in the flesh, and they nailed him to a tree. Man, it is not loving to lie to people. It is loving to tell people the truth. If you have cancer, do you want to go to a doctor who tells you, well, you know, I could tell you have cancer, but that would hurt your feelings. I'm just going to tell you you're okay. All the tests came back good. I'm giving you a thumbs up. And 6 months later, you're dead. And he could have, if he had told you the truth, he could have given you a treatment that would have perhaps saved your life. I want to go to the doctor that's going to tell me the truth. I want someone that's going to tell me the truth. Hey, Jesus is the God man. That's true. He's as much God as though he were not man at all. He's as much man as though he were not God at all. There'll never be another like Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Wow, that's God in the flesh. Who do we worship? Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh. And he's coming again one day. Jesus is the God-man. They deny that. Jesus, number two, is the only way to heaven. The only way. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So let me ask you this question. How many can come to the Father without Jesus? No one, zero. He's the only way. You're not gonna get there through Confucius. You're not gonna get there through Buddha. You're not gonna get there through Muhammad. You come, there's only one road, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross and through his resurrection. That is the only way anyone ever gets to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. Now, we live in a world today where people want to have a bunch of roads. Oprah Winfrey had a show not too long ago. She was talking about Jesus can't be the only way. Well, he is the only way. You may not like it. You may not agree with it, but it's not up for discussion. He's the only way. You can't get there any other way. Barack Obama was asked the question when he was running for president the first time, and he said, is Jesus the only way? And he said this, Jesus is the only way for me. No. Jesus is the only way, period. He's the only way, period. You can't try and evade it, try and punt, try and say, well, it's just, you know, it's just for me. It's everybody's truth. No, he is the only way. 2 + 2 = 4. Doesn't equal 3, doesn't equal 5, doesn't equal 3.995, doesn't equal 4.0009. It equals 4. You know, people say, well, you're so narrow, Jesus is the only way. 2 + 2 = 4, is that narrow? No, it's just right. It's just right, it's just the way it is. And so they'll attack that and they'll deny that. Oh, surely Jesus is not the only way. And they attack truth number 3, Jesus is the master and judge. See, they deny our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. And this goes to the crux of an apostate and a false theology and the devil's lies. He does not want you to bow your knee to Jesus. And at the heart of those who don't want to follow Jesus, the reason they don't want to follow Jesus is because they want to be their own God. Luke chapter 19, where Jesus told the parable about a king who went away to receive a kingdom and then was coming back and entrusted his possessions to his servants. The Bible says they sent a delegation after him after he left his city to go receive a kingdom and come back. While he was in between, they sent a delegation after him and they said this, "We do not want this man to reign over us." That's the heart of sin. We don't want you to reign over us, God. We don't want to do what you say, God. We're not gonna bow the knee to you as master, Jesus. He's the only master and Lord. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And ungodly people say, "I'm not gonna bow my knee." An ungodly person has no reverence, has no fear, has no submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. And an ungodly person misses the fact that Jesus Christ, He is Savior and Lord. He is also Judge. Jesus said in John chapter 5, "The Father judges no man, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son even as they honor the Father." He said, "He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." They deny those three key truths. And that has infiltrated the church of the living God. Hey, we're to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God-man. He's the only way to heaven. He is the master and judge. He is the God of grace. This is his word. The book of Matthew, Pilate asks the greatest question that was ever asked in the Bible. He said to the people as he brought out Jesus, "Do you want me to release Barabbas or Jesus?" And they said, "Barabbas, Barabbas." And then he says this, "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" The greatest question that was ever asked was asked by an unbeliever. "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" What will you do with Jesus? Neutral, you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, "What will he do with me?" The alarm has sounded. God's word is under attack. God's grace is under attack. God's Son is under attack. And here's the question: will you stand up for Jesus?
With the alarm sounding in your heart, you must ask yourself, "What have I done with Jesus?" Do you have spiritual sensitivity enough to hear God's voice ask you to honestly answer that question? If so, then you have questions about what becoming a Christian really means. What does it demand from you? How will you change? How do you ask Christ into your life? And many more. On our website at fromhisheart.org, there's a special extended section called Why Jesus? And there you'll find the answers that you seek. Just go to fromhisheart.org and click the Why Jesus tab, the first one on the top of the page. We believe that it'll be a real blessing to you, so you can face off with the devil when he tries to inject poison into your life. Today's message was entitled Sound the Alarm, the first of four in Pastor Jeff's series, Face Off, Fighting for the Faith. And we'll continue with this series for the rest of the month, so be sure to join us each day as Pastor Jeff continues to sound the alarm and explain how you can spot the warnings when you hear false teachers. That's next time, when we open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.